Haines mayor test positive for COVID-19. And the Alaska Board of Fisheries considers moving its southeast meeting to Ketchikan. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Mike Swayze. Those stories are up next. Haines Mayor Douglas Olerud has tested positive for COVID-19. He says he was asymptomatic at the time, went into quarantine, and experienced light symptoms over the weekend. KHNS's Corinne Smith reports.
Haines Mayor Douglas Olerud said he tested positive for COVID-19 on Friday after taking a routine rapid test before visiting the Haines Search Clinic.
And that test came back positive. I was asymptomatic at the time, and so I had no way of knowing. And so I was glad that they made me test before going inside, so I was able to find out.
Olerud confirmed that he's not vaccinated, but declined to explain his reasons. He says when he got the positive result, he was worried about getting sick.
There's two parts. Part of it is I was like, okay, I'm going to have a few days to rest and recover from this. Also, there's kind of a little bit of anxiety. Anytime you get a diagnosis of anything, you're hoping you're in the mild symptoms rather than one of those that needs to be medevaced out of town and into a hospital. And so far, luckily enough, I have been in those lighter symptoms, which I'm very thankful for.
He says he is isolating for the required 5 days and experiencing some symptoms.
I've been feeling really good. Friday night, I had a headache and sore throat, and that went through Saturday. But since I woke up on Sunday morning, I've been feeling about 90%, so feeling pretty good and very, very fortunate.
Haines is in the midst of a COVID surge, with state public health reporting at least 55 new positive cases over the last 2 weeks.
The odds were that I was going to get it at some point.
Olerud says he believes this is his second round of COVID after experiencing some symptoms during the last large COVID outbreak in Haines last August. He said he felt sick at the time but never tested positive.
But ever since then, I just really haven't had the level of energy that I've normally had. And so there's a possibility that I could have already been having some of those long COVID symptoms. But they didn't really have a way to test to find out if that was something there or not.
He says the lingering loss of energy hasn't prevented him from any daily activities, so he's not too concerned, but it's something he's monitoring. In addition to mayoral duties, Olerud is co-owner of Olerud's Market and active in the retail operations there. He said he alerted close contacts immediately.
I mentioned to anybody that I could think of, I reached out to them and they were all appreciative.
Olerud says he is able to conduct borough business from home via Zoom, as have other borough employees who have tested positive. That's not including the 911 dispatch team who tested positive and elected to continue working. He said he does not have an estimate of the number of borough staff impacted by COVID, but so far it hasn't affected borough operations.
The ones that have gotten it have been able to work off-site. There's some issues with dispatch, and none of them were sick enough that they weren't able to come in. And I was very thankful that they were willing to work through being sick and take extra precautions, locking down the dispatch room and things like that, so they would be able to continue providing that service.
He says contracting COVID has not significantly changed his thinking or approach about the virus or current community outbreak.
Each of us has a responsibility to do the best we can, talking to our doctors, figuring out what our individual risk is for COVID, for making sure we're healthy. And then on top of that, also remembering that there are a lot of people in our community that might have different health risks than we do personally. And so when we're making our choices, you know, you obviously look at yourself first, but then we have to look at the community as a whole and how are our actions impacting those around us, and trying to make the best choices to protect the vulnerable people in our community as well.
Olerud says he plans to isolate until Thursday and take a rapid COVID test before leaving quarantine. The Haines-Borough Assembly meeting has been moved to Zoom only this week, and it's scheduled for 6:30 p.m. Tuesday. Login details are at khns.org. In Haines, I'm Corinne Smith.
The state is reporting 17 new positive COVID cases in the Haines Borough over the last week, and 55 cases over the last 2 weeks. The state reports 6 new cases over the last week in Skagway. Alaska's Board of Fisheries is considering moving its southeast meeting back to Ketchikan, and it's asking the public to weigh in. The board, which sets the state's subsistence commercial and sport fishing rules, plans to discuss more than 150 proposed changes to Southeast Alaska finfish and shellfish regulations at the meeting, which was originally slated to be held in Ketchikan this month, but was postponed due to a rise in COVID-19 cases in the region. The meeting was then moved to Anchorage and pushed back 2 months to early March. That ignited a firestorm of criticism from fishermen and subsistence harvesters who said they were concerned their input would not be adequately heard. Some also pointed out that the postponed meeting could cut into commercial and subsistence harvesting seasons in Southeast. But now the Board of Fish says it's mulling a do-over for the meeting's location. In a statement released Monday, January 24th, Board of Fish Executive Director Glenn Haight wrote that Ketchikan Rep. Dan Ortez, who represents southern Southeast Alaska, worked with the city of Ketchikan to make the Ted Ferry Civic Center available in March. The Board of Fish is asking for public comment on whether to hold the meeting in Ketchikan. The deadline to submit letters is Wednesday, January 26th, a day before the board is scheduled to meet to consider the location. Comments can be emailed to board staff at dfg.bof.comments@alaska.gov or faxed to 907-465-6094. Oral testimony will not be taken. For KHNS News, I'm Mike Swayze. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also subscribe to or follow KHNS News anywhere you get your podcasts.